Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Feel like you're spending too much time indoors and out of touch with the great outdoors? Well, the folks at the Eco Calendar Project have just the thing to pick you up and get you heading for the hills. It's a feature Living on Earth will be airing in the coming months called Eco Time.
Flaming leaves. Deciduous means to fall away. And deciduous trees, such as poplar, dogwood, beech, maple, birch, and oak, shed their leaves in the fall. Leaves are solar panels that use chlorophyll to transform those golden rays of sunshine into sugars stored in sap. Chlorophyll is green, so throughout spring and summer, we're shaded beneath a cool canopy of luxuriant greenery. But come fall, the shorter days mean less sunlight, signaling to the deciduous trees that it's time to hunker down for winter, cease their production of chlorophyll, and prepare to jettison their leaves. Thus, the leaves lose their green and instead transform in their final days into the colors of the summer sun itself,
russet, yellow, red,
as they flame out in a final homage to that fiery energy ball, which is the sun.
That's Chris Hardman with EcoTime, part of the Eco Calendar Project, a new series on living on Earth. For more information, go to loe.org. Coming up, they want to suck your blood. The lives of sanguivores. Get out your garlic. It's Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.